We're talking student loans this morning with CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. We had a couple of news bits come up last week where student loans were thrust back into the spotlight. And Jill, in fact, it's the topic of our daily news poll, but we'll get to that in a second. There's a little bit of drama surrounding the student loan industry, as there kind of always is, but more specifically with FAFSA. Can you break down what's going on with FAFSA?
Well, you remember we talked about this earlier in the year because there was a brand new FAFSA form that was released by the government, and it was supposed to be, and it is, a much shorter form, would require less time. However, that all the applicants who were trying to be early birds and get onto the website found that there were huge technological issues. Now, that has all been resolved, but in the recent weeks, colleges say they are talking to the Department of Education because they're concerned that they have received incorrect information, and that has delayed their ability to get financial aid packages and rewards out with those acceptance letters. And, you know, this is so vital because if the families don't have the right information, it may seem like they're getting less money or they're just delayed in making a decision altogether.
Right. Or they just decide not to go and choose a totally different path at the end of the day. I mean, those are such crucial things for families to need to know before they hop onto the whole thing.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very good point because, you know, what I do understand now is that I think there's a combination of things that have changed the trajectory of like what people think about college. And one is that obviously, you know, there's tons of, you know, over $1 trillion of student loan debt. So that's a biggie. The other thing is that the job market has been so robust. A lot of people say, well, why go to college? I'll just, you know, do whatever I'm going to do. I'll get a job and this is great. And I think that the FAFSA, the sort of the problems with FAFSA are not so much the issue for this year, but I do think those other two issues have caused a lot of people to say, I don't need to go to college. Now, I will tell you, all the data that we have show that if you graduate from college with a four-year degree, you have lower unemployment rates, you earn more money over your career, and you are able to build a larger net worth over your lifetime. So that still is the case. But it's also true that if you borrow too much money, all the advantages that you have start to narrow. So the point is, we want people to go to college and use their time wisely or go into a trade where they can make a lot of money and maybe be in a beautiful pension plan. And also understand that the decisions they make don't have to cripple them financially with all sorts of loans.
And that's true. And I feel like we've seen reports recently as well. A lot of Gen Z kids who are now heading into the college atmosphere are really weighing these options a lot more heavily. They're not just going into the funneled path of, okay, we're here in school right now, and this is the direct bloodline to college. A lot of kids, a lot of Gen Zers are like, not so fast. Let me think my options through.
You know why? Their number one career path, I think, is that they want to be TikTok influencers. I'm just kidding. But listen, there are a lot of different paths. And I think that that's a wonderful thing that people were saying to me, you know, 10 years ago, why are we not telling people to go to community college for 2 years? And then they can transfer into four-year schools. Why are we not saying to people, hey, you know what? A trade is an amazing thing. And maybe you don't have to go to a four-year college, but you can be an apprentice in work in a trade that is going to give you a career path. Like, all these things are real. Many people go into the armed forces. Many people go into municipal jobs. All these things are viable options. I think the idea of not just going down that path blindly, as you say, and just saying like, all right, I'll do what I'm supposed to do and just pile up hundreds or tens of thousands or $100,000 in debt and who cares? People are much more sensitive to that now.
And that's a true statement. I can concur with conversations I've had with family members. They're kind of looking at things a little bit differently. But hey, we still need those folks in apprenticeship jobs, in the trades and whatnot. There still is a need and a demand for that too throughout the country.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's funny because I've often had this conversation also around people who are looking at municipal jobs, and they'll say like, well, you know, I don't know if I want to be a firefighter, or I don't know if I want to go into law enforcement, or if I even want to be a teacher, and you need a four-year degree to be a teacher. These are all jobs that have very solid pay during your lifetime, but they also offer a pension. And I can't explain like to a 20-year-old how important that pension becomes. But if you ask any 50-year-old, hey, how would you like a nice stream of income for the next however many years you're alive and you don't have to worry about it, that is a massive relief. So I think there's a lot of people who are starting to understand that there are other pathways to get where they want to go and live a life that they feel is consistent with what they want to do.
Exactly. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger with all things student loans related. Jill, thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.